Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is Monday morning, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are in the studio here, but our friend from down the hall at Q Country 107 is on the roof at my mutual mortgage. This is a big week for the Child Abuse Neglect Council, and joining us right now from the CAN Council, Sherry Archibald. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Paul.
I guess Matt made it up to the roof. Everything's going well so far.
He did make it up to the roof. Once again, we made him climb the fire truck ladder. He hates that ladder, so it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm happy to report that he did remain dry overnight. His tent didn't leak, so all is well with Matt.
We were just having that conversation off the air, and Caleb said, well, I don't care about Matt. I want to make sure the equipment stays right. We do care about Matt. He puts in a long week because he's broadcasting all day, every day from there.
That's correct. So he went up on the roof yesterday at 4 o'clock, and he'll be there till Friday night at 6 p.m. And as you said, he's broadcasting every day from 6 to 6, so it's a long day for him. We take care of him. We bring him honey and lots of things to take care of his voice. And if it's really hot and sunny, we bring him sunscreen. But I think now he might have to hide out in the tent for the next couple of days.
That's entirely possible. This thing has been going on for years. How many years now?
This is the 28th annual roof set.
Wow, 28th roof set. And so over the years, I mean, they've found ways to perfect, you know, just how to make everybody dry and safe and everything. And the weather is usually pretty good.
Usually. Now and again, they get an occasional thunderstorm. But, you know, back in the day, Chuck got a snowstorm. So moving it from later in the year into September helped Matt for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's I think that he appreciates that. Well, so let's talk a little bit about the Child Abuse Neglect Council, just to remind people what your mission is.
Absolutely. So the Child Abuse Neglect Council, we're not an investigative organization. We don't investigate child abuse. We are a service organization, so we pay staff to provide a service to the children. First and foremost, we do prevention education in every elementary, middle, and high school. The goal there is to go around and teach children how to protect themselves so that, you know, with any luck, we can prevent them from being abused beforehand. And then if that is unfortunately not happening, we hire and pay for a forensic interviewer to conduct forensic interviews with the children, all alleged victims from 3 to 18. And that is done with the prosecuting attorney's office, law enforcement, and Child Protective Services present. That way, the child only has to tell their story one time. We're that neutral party. She's highly trained, an expert in her field, to get that child to tell that story, give us details of what happened so that the prosecutor can go on then, of course, and prosecute that perpetrator. We also have a mental health therapist who provides mental health therapy free of charge to the children that do disclose abuse. We want to make sure we get them the help needed to go on and live a healthy, productive life. They will never, ever, ever 100% overcome the trauma that they endure as a child being either sexually or physically abused. But we can at least help them learn how to cope with that and learn to grow up and, one, not be an abuser themselves, but mostly live a happy life and be able to handle that trauma when it does. Something triggers that. We have a trauma education specialist who works with the family to teach them to understand what all the different phases their child's going to go through, not just, you know, in the following months, but in years to come. So wanting to make sure that we can help in every way possible. And then we also employ an advocate. Her job is to hold the hand of the family, literally walk them through every step of the process. She goes to court with them if they want, but she also reaches out to organizations in the community and helps get referrals for any, take care of any need they may have outside of this. We want them to focus only on what's happening with their child and not worry about where is a meal coming from, do they have a bed to sleep in, is the rent paid. We want to help them take care of that as well. We do not provide those services. We do not give money out for assistance. We are a service organization, so we pay staff to provide that service, and then we go out and find them for them.
And those are such important jobs, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's now grown to be a wraparound service for both the child and the family, making sure that we can do everything in our power to help them through the whole entire process of what they've had to do. These poor children, innocent children who should have a happy childhood, have had that stolen from them.
Yeah.
And we want to do whatever we can to make it life better for them.
And as you pointed out, trying to break the cycle of abuse, because oftentimes abusers are people that were abused themselves. And if you can provide the counseling necessary to somebody who's been through an abusive situation to help keep them from being an abuser.
That's correct. And one of the other things we do is group support, where we connect them with others, both children and non-offending caregivers. We connect them with people like them, where they have somebody else to share and to talk to and to kind of help them through. We can educate and we can hold their hand, but we haven't been through it. So giving them another sounding board of people that have actually been through that really helps a lot as well. And really that's our goal. And community awareness, raising that awareness, teaching the community, if you see something, say something, making sure everyone, every one of us, every adult everywhere should understand what child abuse looks like. They should know it is happening here, unfortunately, and what to do if they do see it and how to report that so we can put a stop to it.
The community really comes out for this. I mean, it's Community Roasts It for a reason, right?
It is. This is the largest grassroots effort I think I've ever heard of. We're the only ones that have someone up on the roof for a week. So there are other community roast sets. They're a day or two. Ours is, as you know, a week long. We don't have major sponsors. We have a handful. We've got our presenting angel investors that help us out every year. But the majority of this money is a grassroots effort. It's kids emptying their piggy bank like we had yesterday. It's people driving up and giving us the change out of their car. $5, $20. We get a lot of the 107 ones, but the majority of it is that 107-1 or less. I mean, we'll get an occasional $500,000, $2,000, but for the most part, this is a grassroots effort where everybody can give just a little and it all adds up.
Yeah, I love to see organizations, whether they're clubs or service organizations, that have events all throughout the year to help this. And so they'll come and they'll bring their check to Matt at some point this week based on the golf outing that they had or the spaghetti dinner that they had or the garage sale that they had to raise money for the Child Abuse Neglect Council.
That is true. We have quite a few organizations that do that. Yesterday, the Mercy Riders showed up with their annual donation. I know Tuesday night we'll have the Jeep Club here again. They're always a lot of fun when they're there. It's great to see all the Jeeps out in front of the building, and they do a wonderful job throughout the year of raising money for us. SMR always shows up with a donation for their employees, so does Dean's Transportation, Memphis Schools. Love it when the kids come with all their pennies. It's great fun to see them and hear their stories. Little Luke came yesterday. He's 4 or 5 years old. He emptied his piggy bank, and he brought it in because he said he wanted to help all of the children. Mm. And it's so sweet that children are involved as well in understanding and being taught that they should be safe as well, and how great it is that they're willing to help other children who aren't.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that people need to be aware of this week? You mentioned Wednesday, I think, is a big day for you folks.
Wednesday is our rooftop rally day, a little different this year. So we still have the team captains, Deb Johnson and Mike Wendling, but we are doing a gals against the guys day rather than just Deb against Mike. We're bringing up different women throughout the day, different men throughout the day, and they're going to raise funds all day long to see if they can't help their team captain be the winner of the day.
Either way, I know there's going to be some trash talking.
Probably, yeah.
That's
one of the funnest things about Rooftop Rally Day, not to mention that it is our biggest single day in fundraising, but it is that banter back and forth on the radio and the fun that they have. They've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And so they do have a lot of fun with it. They really enjoy not only talking about what do we do and the importance of the organization, but also, you know, having a little fun, mm-hmm. making it a good time for the listeners.
It's all going on at the Michigan Mutual Mortgage Building downtown right by the Military Street Bridge. That's a great spot, by the way, isn't it?
It is. I love driving over that bridge and looking up and seeing the tent and Matt waving down. And when you're up there, people are honking the horn and he'll come out and wave and holler at them. So just a lot of fun. A lot of community awareness is another thing of moving it from the mall to downtown was to make it a bit more visible.
Yeah.
Wanting people to see that he's there, understanding. The money is so important to the organization, but even more so is the awareness. And so getting people to understand what we're doing, hearing our message, and knowing what we're all about is what's most important.
You folks do a great job, and I know you're going to raise a lot of money this week. And I always say don't wait until Friday because life happens. And, I was going to go on Thursday. I was going to go on Friday, and I wasn't able to get there. Get there today, right?
That's true. And, you know, every year we come up with some more creative ways to make it a little easier to give. And so, you know, we've done the drive up and drop off. Someone come out to your car. That's still there. Obviously, you can always stop in and see us. You can call 810-966-9999. 9911. That's our regular office number. We'll answer the phones, take your pledge. We have, you can go on PayPal, Facebook, and new this year, we have something called Text to Give. So you can text the word, the one word, RIFSET, to 243-725, and it'll take you to a link right on your mobile phone, and you can give that way, and it's completely done. You don't even have to talk to anyone.
As easy as that.
Very easy.
Perfect. Sherry, thanks for coming in. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Sherry Archibald from the Child Abuse Neglect Council with us on WPHM, 22 past 7 o'clock now.